Hi, Mini Beanies.
We hope you've been enjoying the re-release of our breakthroughs these last few weeks. Yeah, we're off in the studio making you lots of brand new episodes.
But in the meantime, today you'll be hearing all about soccer.
Or as I call it, football! And if you need some more beanies to get you through the next few weeks, check us out on YouTube. There's lots of singing and dance-along videos, funny joke videos,
and heaps of spaghetti.
Really?
Warning, YouTube may only contain moderate amounts of spaghetti.
Subscribing to our YouTube channel really helps other mini beanies enjoy the videos too. And it'll make you our beanie best friends. Enjoy this beanies breakthrough, and we'll see you with new episodes real soon.
Bye, mini beanies.
How?
Why?
Where? It's time for another
beanies breakthrough.
That means you're with the beanies and
Eureka!
Professor Know-It-All!
Hello, beanies. Welcome to my laboratory. Oops. Careful with that ball, beanies. Remember my lab rules.
No ball games and no naughty words in the lab.
Well done.
Professor, we brought a soccer ball today for the experiment.
Well, in that case, let's go outside where we have more room and less things that can break. Ha, ha, ha.
Professor, we've been playing soccer, and we all think that we can kick the ball the furthest.
I can kick the ball 100 metres.
I can kick the ball over the whole country. I can kick the ball to the moon.
Ha, ha, ha. Now, beanies. There's a way we can solve this. It's time for an experiment. Firstly, we need to choose a spot that all three of you will kick from. That way, we are sure the ball has left from the same place.
There's a line on the grass over here.
Very good. Now, we need to kick it in the same direction.
Let's go for goal!
I'm going to aim for the moon, because that's how far I'm going to kick it.
How about we aim for the other side of the field? Now, we take turns. Michael, you're up first.
Okay. Here I go! Yeah. Looks like it went, like, at least a million miles.
Just to be sure, let's measure from the point that Michael kicked the ball. Luckily, I have my Professor Helper Wonder Belt 2000 with me, with an inbuilt tape measure. Okay. Michael kicked the ball 5 meters.
What? Definitely looks like a million miles.
Now, it's Mim's turn.
Yeah!
Well done. Now, we measure where she kicked it. Mim kicked the ball 20 meters. Now it's Laura's turn.
Wow!
It appears that your soccer ball has left Earth's atmosphere. Can you say that word with me? Atmosphere. Atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
The atmosphere is kind of like a bubble around our planet, and that holds the air we breathe. Laura has kicked the ball so far, it is now floating into outer space.
Told ya.
You owe me a soccer ball, Laura.
So from our results, Laura kicked the ball the furthest. However, to do this properly, you would have many, many turns at kicking the ball. That way, we know Laura kicking the ball into outer space wasn't really just a fluke.
All right, let's do it one more time.
Kick it so far?
That was another Beanies Breakthrough.
Eureka!